K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, it's Janine.
Well, Janine sounds bright and chipper this early, Woody.
What's up, Janine?
Hi, I was calling about the second date update. Hopefully you guys can talk to me about it.
Oh, good, because if you wanted money from us, we don't have any.
We broke. But we might be able to help you with a date.
We might be able. Tell us about it.
Okay, I met this guy, Scott, met him through some mutual friends at a party, and he was kind of nervous to ask me my number at the party. He ended up finding me on Facebook, and he asked me online, you know, to go out with him. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
Aw.
So he came to pick me up, and about 5-10 minutes into the drive, all of a sudden he's like, oh, I got to go stop at this gas station, get some gas. I'm like, okay. And he gets back in the truck, and he's like, I don't feel well. Can we reschedule? And I'm like, oh, shoot. Yeah. Oh, okay. That sucks. But yeah, that's cool. So yeah, then he drove me home and, you know, dropped me off, and he's never contacted me back to reschedule.
That's bizarre. So he got sick, right?
Yeah, and they never made it to the actual date, right?
Never went to dinner.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything from him.
But you have tried to get a hold of him then, right?
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on. So I was hoping you guys could help me out with that.
Well, maybe he'll answer when we call Nancy.
We will call Scott in, what, about 10?
Sounds about right.
Okay. Is that okay?
Great.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Janine, you guys said you never made it to the first date because he got sick. Where were you guys going?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going out to eat at Applebee's.
Oh, man. You hit Woody in the heart, man.
I'll go with you, Janine. Come on. As long as you're buying.
We've established we have no money, Woody. I get
right?
it. I get it. Why don't you call Scott?
All right, be real quiet, okay, Janine?
Okay.
Hello?
Scotty.
Oh, my God.
Is this Scott?
It is. Who's this?
Hey, Scott. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, okay. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're pretty fine. How about you? We heard you didn't make it to Applebee's. That's a bummer.
Yeah, no, we didn't. You know, I met this girl at a party, and I was a little nervous about getting her number, so I found her on Facebook, and we connected. And asked her out on a date, and picked her up, and we were driving. We were going to go to Applebee's for dinner, and like 5 minutes into the thing, she looks at me and says, you know, if we're going to date, you really need to lose the beard. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And I pulled off to a gas station, went inside, and I came back, and I pretended like I was sick. And I just said, look, you know, I'm not feeling well. Can we reschedule this? And I took her home.
Scott, hold on. Was she kidding? I mean, was she joking, or was she serious?
No, she wasn't. She was like, oh, you look, I saw your pictures on Facebook, and you look cuter without the beard. And, you know, I just said, there's no way I'm shaving. And I wanted to say to her, you know what, I'll shave my beard if you stop coloring your hair. You know, I'm driving my truck, and she actually reaches over and grabs my beard and starts yanking on it and says, this has got to go. And all I kept thinking is, no, honey, you got to go.
Whoa, why didn't you call her out? You know, instead of faking the sickness.
Hey, I don't do beards.
Obviously.
It's hi, Janine. That's hey. Janine's guy.
Yeah.
Hello.
I mean, hi. Yeah, I mean, I totally, you were so much cuter without the beard. I saw it on Facebook on your older pictures. I mean, I've just never been a fan of facial hair.
I'm not going to shave my beard for you or for anyone. So, you know, forget about it. And it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, well, why didn't you just call me and tell me that? You know, I mean, I've been trying to get a hold of you, and you're, like, ghosting me. I mean, why didn't you just tell me? I mean, instead you, like, go on the radio and, like, you're telling everybody you pretended to get sick on our date?
Path of least resistance, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, you me off. I mean, I take care of my beard. I take pride in my beard. I trim it. I shave it. You know, I go to a professional barber to work on it. And I was like, I'm not going to shave it for you. I didn't even know who you were. And you were insisting that from the first day that we met. So I just thought, you know, I don't want anything to do with this chick.
How long have you had the beard, Scott?
I've had it for a couple of years now.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope
most women seem to really like it.
Wow. So you would blow a whole future with somebody just because you don't want to shave that stupid beard?
Yeah, because you know what? You do that, and then the next thing will be, you know, I don't like the clothes you wear, and I don't like, you know, the truck you drive, and, you know, it just sounded like somebody I should stay the hell away from. To do that to somebody on their first date, I have no idea who you are. I don't know anything about you, and that just put me off completely. Sorry.
Wow. Okay.
If you're asking me to shave my beard, how about if I asked you to stop coloring your hair? You going to do that, you know?
Why would I do that?
Well, you're asking me to change something about my look, so why can't I ask you to change something about your look?
That's fair.
Well, my beard doesn't look good.
Oh.
Well, party of one with that.
Well, you know, speaking of party of one, this is where we jump in and offer you a chance to go out again.
Yeah, well,
not gonna happen.
we got to contractually do this. So we'll set you guys up with transportation, give you a gift card, send you to a movie, concert, whatever.
You guys just have to say yes, or it all goes away.
Yeah, maybe a hairstylist.
That's a big hell no for me.
All right then, okay.
No, ain't gonna happen from my end. Sorry.
Wow.
And the next time you go out on a date and something like this happens and people don't call you, figure out yourself why. Don't call a radio station. That's absurd.
Wow. Yeah, okay. I don't think there's going to be a next time, but okay then. Thanks for that advice.
You're welcome, and stop coloring your hair.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.